Freeform Community Radio.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see you.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Time reflection, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius!
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Good evening, everyone. It is 10 p.m. here on a Friday evening, which means you are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Sav Affair. And once again, we'll be taking a look back at the 80s music scene for the next hour. And nothing really to add here, other than if you have any questions or comments or requests, you can always call the station at 855-915-9636. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter. I'm going to kick the show off here tonight with not quite an 80s track. This actually came out in 1991 here, but the band Electronic was formed back in 1988 by, of course, Bernard Sumner of Joy Division New Order and Johnny Marr of The Smiths. And, of course, featuring Neil Tennant of the Pet Shop Boys. So without further ado, And we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We meet here every Friday evening at 10 p.m. for a trip back to the 80s. Tonight is no different. And we started out set off with Electronic from their 1991 self-titled release. And we heard the track Reality. And we had a special little treat there, at least I think so. We heard from Ryuichi Sakamoto. And we heard the track Fieldwork. And that features Thomas Dolby there on vocals. That's from 1985. And you may know Ryuichi Sakamoto or be familiar with him from his work with Yellow Magic Orchestra. It's a Japanese pop electronic band. Beautiful track there, anyway. And then we wrapped it up there with Blancmange. And That's Love That It Is from their 1984 release, Mange Tout. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But any event, plenty of music to get here to tonight, folks, as usual. Go back to 1989 for this one. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Songs from the Squid Pod.
I'm Vicky, how are you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair. And let's talk about what we've been listening to, shall we? We started off the set there with Cosmic Psychos. And we heard the track All Right Tonight from their 1989 release, Go the Heck. Bauhaus was in there. From their 1980 debut, In the Flat Field, we heard Double Dare. And you may know that this April here is the 100th anniversary of the Bauhaus Art School in from Germany. It started in 1919, of course, 100 years, and was shut down in 1933 by the Nazis. And Bauhaus, of course, takes their name from that school or the art movement in general. Ministry was in there with We Believe from their 1986 sophomore album, Twitch. And that is a complete 180 from their first With Sympathy, which featured more of a pop disco influence style. And we wrapped it up there with Ultra Vivid Scene. From their 1988 debut of the same name, and we heard the track Crash. All right, we got just over 20 minutes to go here before the ladies of You Know We Had to Do It to Them take over. So let's dive back into it here.
Thank you. you are, dear Paul, that we hear of famous people's deaths while on vacation. Perhaps it's so their funerals are not too crowded, with their loyal fans being out of town and all. Those celebrities are pretty clever. Seconds just to keep things even. It makes me feel shortchanged when I read the obituary page. Someone's holding back information. It also prompts me to flip through the telephone directory on sleepless nights, saying over and over and over again, yep, you're all going. Business. I just wish it was less memorable. My high school locker partner, Ned, worked part-time for a mortician. Imagine dressing dead people, straightening their ties and fluffing up their hair so you can afford to take a girl out to the movies on Saturday night. Went out with a boy who died. The hardest part was knowing that his body didn't just disappear on the bed the moment he left. I think that's what keeps me off of suicide. The idea that there's something left for someone else to clean up. How rude and inconsiderate. It's a pain to take out the weekly trash, let alone figure out what to do with over 100 pounds of flesh that's about to go bad. Be even worse in India, where there's a religious cult which believes you shouldn't desecrate any of the elements with the dead. They can't be buried or burned. They can't be cast out to sea. So they're taken to the top of the Tower of Silence, where they become the vultures.
Off and climb the rooftop.
Alrighty, folks. That's going to do it for me here tonight. You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Got time for one more track, but let's talk about what we've been listening to quickly. We started off with Felt and The World Is As Soft As Lace from their 1984 release, The Splendor of Fear. Algebra Suicide gave us Little Dead Bodies from their 1987 release, The Secret Like Crazy. They're a duo from Chicago featuring Lydia Tomkiw, T-O-M-K-I-W. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. Features her poetry and her husband Don Hedeker's guitar and drum machine. We then heard Echo and the Bunnymen and My Kingdom from 1984's Ocean Rain. And The Cure wrapped it up there with A Strange Day from their 1982 release, Pornography. All right, folks, be sure to tune in next week at 10 p.m. sharp. Don't forget, you can always find the archived versions of the show as well as the playlist on the station website at WMFO.org. Just click on the schedule link. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.